This episode of A Waste of Time with It's the Real is sponsored by the good people at Martell Cognac. Jeff, neither one of us is a sommelier. Is that how you pronounce it?
A sommelier.
We do not know what we're talking about when it comes to wine. We are not Gary Vaynerchuk.
No.
Neither one of us.
No. You're Eric, I'm Jeff. Neither one of us is Gary.
Yeah, so when we go to a party, though, we don't want to embarrass ourselves. We don't want to bring something that someone's immediately going to re-gift or like put in some cabinet and store away forever. We don't want to show up with some bottle of wine that looks fancy, but we have no idea what it's about. We're sophisticated men. We're not out here calling an Uber to go return our keg.
We're not showing up at your baby shower with a bag of hot dog flavored water and saying, hey, go to itsthereal.com/shop for more.
When we show up to your party, we only want to bring the best. So when we went down to see Wale and Smoke Dizza and Kaz and Wale's whole team, we didn't want to just like show up empty handed.
When you're coming down to New Orleans,
yes,
which is a nonstop party,
right?
First of all, it's got its open container laws.
Yeah.
Then you throw in the fact that it's WrestleMania.
So championship belts and wrestling masks and just people going crazy at all hours.
Yeah.
We decided to bring 4 bottles of Martell Cognac. And by the way, Martell is the oldest of the 4 great cognac houses.
Eric, why do you know that?
Because I'm a smart person, Jeff, and only smart people mess with Martell Cognac. They have a strong reputation for its great tradition and excellent quality to this day, and I'm talking 300 years of tradition, Jeff.
Wow. See, I was going to say that they have pleasant notes of plum, apricot, and candied lemon.
Oh, are you talking about the brand new Martell VS Single Distillery?
Yeah, the very same with the rich fruity flavors on the palate.
That's right. It's crafted from one source, which leads to richer taste and an intensely flavorful cognac. Jeff, only the best for Wale and Smoke Dizza and Kaz and the rest of the team.
Yeah, man, but we also brought bottles of Blue Swift.
We did, and that's another dope thing because it's finished in Kentucky bourbon barrels.
I love Kentucky bourbon barrels.
Who doesn't? It's perfect for WrestleMania. It's perfect for Monday Night Raw. It's perfect for any of the wrestling events that we don't watch or have any idea about, but we know they exist. But what we do know is that when there's a party, you don't want to look like an idiot, and we definitely didn't want to look like idiots. So when we're coming to a party, you know that we're bringing Martell. If we're not, it's not a party. Run and Martell in that.
Yeah, brother.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Back in New York City after almost a week away. We were down in New Orleans and then Atlanta. We went to New Orleans because Martell sent us down there to do this very here podcast about wrestling, something we know nothing about.
Absolutely nothing. Like, the most we know is that Vince McMahon voted for Donald Trump.
We do know that. We know WWE stands for World Wrestling Entertainment, but this podcast with Wale, with Smoke Dizza, with Kaz was very insightful. We had a great conversation.
Yeah, I mean, it's an honest attempt to try and figure out what we've been missing out on by not being wrestling fans.
Correct. And to be in New Orleans for what is essentially a convention, it's a city filled with wrestling fans there to celebrate wrestling, to dress like wrestlers, to go see wrestlers, to go drink like, I don't know, do all the wrestling things was interesting and new to us because, you know, we haven't been to Comic-Con.
No.
I think the closest thing that you could sort of relate this to is if we go to Summer Jam or something like that, and there's all super rap fans.
Yeah, but then if like we brought our mom.
Right.
And then we were like, hey mom, like we're going to talk about rap over here. Enjoy the experience over there.
Right. So, but this is like for like days on end down there. We went to Wale Mania, which was after this episode was recorded. We met up with our friend Anise, who has been on this podcast before on a very early episode with Joe Mandy. Go listen to that.
Like episode 3?
Somewhere around there. And he's actually friends with one of the guys who was on stage at Wale Mania. And we found out that he is a true hip-hop fan and a wrestler. His name
is Cassius Ohno.
Cassius Ohno, formerly known as
Chris Hero.
And we mentioned him on this podcast, and at the time, we didn't even know who that was. And then we meet him in real life. And my favorite thing about the conversation with him and his girlfriend, Anise,
yeah, shouts to Rachel.
They would all talk about wrestling stuff, like real wrestling nerd stuff. And then Chris was nice enough to translate that to us.
So he would say stuff like, you know, it's like J. Cole not having any features on his album or whatever.
And when he said that, it was like, oh, yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. So that was really cool. I think we should have had him walk around with us and translate what was going on around town.
Yeah, I mean, like, what else was he doing besides being dropped from, like, 15 feet in the air?
It was crazy. Yo, he showed us this video of some dude holding him up and dropping him. We're like, oh, my God, when was that? And he was like, a few hours ago. We're like, do you feel okay?
Yeah, are you all right? Do you need to go to the hospital?
And he's like, oh, I have a slight headache, but that's unrelated. We're like, this is nuts.
So we had some wrestling experiences down in New Orleans, but we were also there just to enjoy the city and do all these things outside of that, right?
Well, the last time we were there, you were in 7th grade, I was in 11th grade, and the biggest thing to us was going to the Superdome and getting a tour, and we left and told our parents that they call the AstroTurf there Mardi Gras.
Yes, which is an incredible fact.
So that, and our parents were like, yeah, I mean, we wanted to do, you know,
museums,
culture,
and
historical landmarks, but whatever. Yeah. Mardi Gras, fine.
So this time we got driven around the city by Nesby Phipps,
who runs with Lil Wayne and Currency and is a fourth generation New Orleans in New Orleans.
Leave a comment. Yeah. Let us know whatever these people are called.
Yes.
And Pirate.
Pirate, yeah. Fourth generation pirate.
So he showed us, you know, Holly Grove, and he introduced us to B Mike, who is a big artist.
Yeah, he has a thing called Studio B, which is incredible. He took us around to the 17th Ward, 3rd Ward, 7th Ward, 9th Ward. Everywhere. Showed us where Anthony Mackie lived, showed us where Solange lived.
Showed us where Solange used to live.
Yeah, Brad Pitt lived. He showed us
the Brad Pitt houses. I think that Nesby gave us an appreciation for what New Orleans is about, what New Orleans was about.
And we are about it. Jeff, when do you want to get into this?
Right now.
Yo, what up? It's Eric, a.k.a. Birdman316, a.k.a. Stone Cold Stunner.
Yo, what up? It's Jeff, a.k.a. Off the Rope, a.k.a. Gave Up Double Dutch.
Yo, what's up? It's Wale, a.k.a. Moonsault with a little bit of cayenne pepper, so I'm like Moon Pepper, but yeah.
Yeah, it's the Fish Guy Iceberg Big. One super kick away from being stoned forever.
Yeah, this is a waste of time, but it's the real. Guys, what's happening?
You know, we out here, you know, WrestleMania weekend.
It's Wale Mania.
Yeah, I mean, Wale Mania to you and yours.
It's the precursor to WrestleMania weekend. It's the annual, you know, lit event. You know what I'm saying?
What is it? This is WrestleMania 34.
34, I believe, yeah. Yep, it's WrestleMania 34.
Are you more excited for this one than you have ever been for any other one?
I don't know. That's a good question. I won't know until the day of. That's when I know if I'm like, I'm into it.
How many WrestleManias have you been to?
Maybe five, maybe. Four or five.
That's a lot. That's a lot. What was the first one?
I don't know. Matter of fact, I've only been to four. Maybe. I think it's only four.
Have you been to any before you were like...
Nah, we can't afford no stuff. We can't afford nothing like this.
Dizzy, what was the first one you went to?
The first WrestleMania I went to was WrestleMania 27.
Where was that?
27? No, I think it was 28. It was in New York, MetLife.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How was that?
It's going back to MetLife.
That's where they're going next year, too.
It was surreal. Even though I had nosebleed seats up, my wife surprised me like, hey, I got your WrestleMania tickets. I didn't care where they was at.
You still went nuts.
I was going crazy.
Did you dress up?
I bought a Rey Mysterio mask.
Oh, my God. Oof.
Yeah, I was living all the WrestleMania merch. I lived my best life. But then, right, my first time sitting ringside
was
my best friend right here. He set me up.
Where was it?
It was Dallas.
Dallas? Yeah,
the best one.
Was it Dallas?
Was it Dallas? It was Dallas.
At the Cowboys Stadium?
It was Dallas.
Oh, the super crazy. Yeah, okay.
What's that, like 100, like 100,000?
Yeah, that was the first time they did 100.
This is our first WrestleMania. And, We don't care.
never ever got into it as kids, right?
You gotta figure it out.
And it's the same thing as like Star Wars. When we had Just Blaze on and we talked about Star Wars,
I don't know. I'm lost. Justice
is on his own.
We needed him to like explain it to us. We need you guys to explain what we've missed out on.
It's probably a never ending storyline that started 35 years ago. Essentially that's what it is. They never stopped and restarted and like, okay, introduce you to these characters again. It's all like started 35 years ago. Like if The Simpsons had like hella continuity, probably like that.
What was the one thing that got you into wrestling?
I mean, it was on. I had cable, and it was on Saturday mornings after Saved by the Bell, I think.
Same. But like, what character?
I mean, it was just something. I don't even remember the time. It was just on, and then I was just like, "Yo, it's better than watching news." And then it's like, you know, like I ain't had cable. I ain't had cable till like maybe high school.
Were you getting into like backyard wrestling? Were you like messing around?
I just liked it. It was the mainstream stuff was my vibe when I was young.
So storylines.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
And who was your favorite wrestler growing up?
I just like everybody. I just liked it. You know what I mean? I mean, I didn't really have a favorite to like. Shawn Michaels and Stone Cold was doing their thing, but like I was always watching them when I was a kid, though.
And your siblings and like everybody.
Well, I had my family, like, you know, my family would watch it, but like it wasn't like a big deal, you know, until I like got older and I really like started understanding what goes into it and the improv that goes into it and the writing and the, you know, how meticulous it really is. That's when I really started having a different appreciation for it.
Did you buy into it like hook, line, and sinker? Were you like, yo, this is real?
I think when I found out, I didn't care. I didn't even care.
When did you find out?
Early, like a very young age, like around the time I first started even looking at it. I didn't care. I was just like, this joint is tight. Like something about it was just tight to me. I don't. And I think that might be part of the beauty in it that I never actually took the time to be like, why? What is so great about it? Like it just is. It's just something that ain't. I don't gotta think too much. Like, I don't gotta. I can just look at it and enjoy it for what it is.
What are the storylines that you really got into very early?
Oh, when Randy Savage got bit by the snake, that was intense. I was a kid.
One of my first ones too.
Wait, I'm sorry. What?
one Macho Man got bit by a snake. Like, you can see it on YouTube. It's on YouTube somewhere. Like,
did he really get bit?
Yeah, he really got bit.
Story. All right. So the real story, right, is that they pissed Jake the Snake off Damien. Before he could even perform whatever trick, it was all what they call it, devenomized, right? Devenomized. So they devenomized the snake in real life. This is real life,
not the storyline. This is right. Real life, right?
The real snake.
In real life, this really happened.
Mind you, okay, like if you watch Friends, right? Chandler, one of them, I don't know the motherfucker's name, but
we
Chandler,
Seinfeld.
Kramer, like, let's say it was live, and like they had like some prior issues before the show, and they're doing a scene together, and like Kramer might have fucked up a line or something,
or said
and Jerry
N-word.
Like slapped the shit out of him,
yeah,
in real life because it's real time, Saturday Night Live, and shit like that. That's exactly what it is. So when you're using animals,
how do you control the snake?
Right. So he pissed the snake off before the snake can get out the bag. So now Jake has to make the snake bite Randy Savage, who's like wrapped up inside the ropes. So the snake bites him and bites him for real, like really claws on his skin. Like you could check it out.
He's like tied up to the ropes and he could, you know, and it's just gnawing at his arm.
How much do you guys know about what's going on?
Well, we didn't know that until 30 years later.
We're in the information age now. You know what I'm saying? So it's like stuff like that still can happen. They don't use animals as much, but like, okay, for instance, last year SummerSlam was the last year for, but Finn Balor won SummerSlam, right? He was supposed to be anointed as the new face of the company. He probably have the belt for a year or anything, but literally in the last 30 seconds of the match, he got thrown into the buckle and popped his whole shit out right here. He still finished his storyline. He was supposed to win, still won, got the pin, but the next night. I mean, next night on Raw, they had to announce that he had to give up the title. In real life, he's hurt. In 6 months out. Yeah. So they have to really rewrite everything that fast and figure it out. And now, us as people that know what's going on behind the stage or know some of the athletes, we like, damn, what are they going to do? Who are they going to give it to? We don't know. So we watching it like that. Like, it's still real to us, damn it. Like, yeah,
it's also very real to that snake.
Yeah, were you more into, like, the athletics of it or more into the storylines of it?
I think both,
probably.
So you understood like what they were doing to their bodies when they were like taking those hits.
I didn't think about it that deep until I got older and like you see people's like, damn, like, you know what I'm saying? Like they really get hurt. Like these are our friends now. Like a lot of my friends, and then you see them like, damn, man, like though, I'm like, I'm sick right now. Like I wish I could just go out and perform.
Well, does Mark Henry actually get hurt, or is he that strong that he never gets hurt?
He's been hurt a lot. He's been hurt a lot, but he's also been like one of the strongest people on the planet, literally, for years.
And that's what he actually about, right? The strongest people.
He folded something. What did he fold on TV? It was something crazy, like He folded like, something. I forgot what it was. It was like a piece of metal. Something crazy. Something that's not supposed to be folded. He did it on TV live.
Yeah. By the way, the strongest people on the planet are single mothers. Shouts to them.
So when you watch these guys now, like, what's the most fucked up things that you've seen like happen, like, beyond like hitting people with chairs and ladders and stuff?
I didn't actually see it. I don't think nobody did, but I was watching the pay-per-view on Owen Hart died.
Oh my god.
So that was probably the most fucked up thing I've ever witnessed on TV.
Less than people dying.
Yeah, funnier than people dying.
When Stone Cold got his neck broken.
Whoa.
That's real. By Owen Hart.
And you gotta understand, he got his neck broken, but he still finished the match. Word. And like,
Because he had the broken neck.
Kurt Angle finished it. Brock Lesnar actually,
after he did the
he did a moonsault and he slipped off the rope a little bit.
He did it too far.
But mind you, he's 320 pounds and he's doing a backwards rotation joint in front of 60,000 people.
And they didn't want him to do it.
But he did it. He's like, okay, I'm improvising. I'm doing this crazy move because it's gonna make the crowd go crazy. Slipped off the rope, broke his neck. Still managed to crawl over and whisper to Kurt Angle, like, "Dawg, I'm fucked up. Let's just let's finish the match." Bong. Or Undertaker when you know, I think he's been wrestling for like, what, he's been in WWE for almost 30 years
long
now.
Long time.
And he was 22-0, I believe, or 21-0 on WrestleMania. Like, again, the fake stuff. But during the match where he fought Brock Lesnar, somewhere along the line, he got a real concussion. He didn't know where he was. He was like fucked up, and like, you know, you got two types of fans. You got kids that are watching it. They don't know what's going on. But then, like, we watching it. Like, that was the last time it was in New Orleans, actually.
Yep.
And he was like, yo, something ain't right. Like, you could see his eyes glassy. Like, you can't fake that. So I'm like, dog, he's fucked up. Like, so even it ended awkward. It, like, the ending, like, he just probably was like, just end it. Like, you could tell, like, the announcers was like, and that's a 20-year build up, bro.
Yeah.
Imagine watching a show or whatever the motherfuckers watch Game of Thrones for 20 years and then a motherfucker to never lose. Every episode he always win, and then the motherfucker just lose. And then it's like anticlimactic. But again, that's what you like about it because that's real.
So how much credit do you guys give to the writers?
The writers win some and lose some.
Yeah.
It's win some and lose some.
Do you think
it's like that for everybody. Like, people who love Family Guy, they be mad when they killed Brian off. Like, then they had to bring him back and had another dog and all that other stuff. Like, you know, fans be mad at the writers. They be like, yo, why did y'all give such and such a title? Why don't y'all give this person a title? Why don't y'all give that? That's the real part. That's the part that, you know, you get in the wrestling conversations. You just passionate people. They be like, y'all talking about something fake. But like, we also talking about something we know is fake, but y'all arguing about this one and that one on Love and Hip Hop.
You took the words out of my mouth. They think Love and Hip Hop is real, so...
Wait, so Peter Guns is not the dopest rapper out right now?
Yeah, wait for the hip hop.
Shout out to Peter, my man. Shout out to the OG. That's my guy.
Him and Fetty got the super crazy.
So if wrestling is fake, then is...
I won't even say fake because injuries are real, bro.
Fine. If
it's scripted. It's predetermined. That's what.
But then is Hulk Hogan really racist?
Well, that's a touchy subject because that happened off... air and I mean, you know,
I'm gonna say yes.
It was very insensitive, and it's just crazy because he was like, you know, I mean, he wasn't my favorite when I was growing up.
It was mine.
I like Ultimate Warrior. That was my guy.
Hulk Hogan was like
Mr. Perfect. Where were you when you found out that he was out of pocket?
I was trolling on the internet, I think, and somebody like sent it to me like, look at your guy.
Were you like, no?
Yeah, and then I read the transcript, and it was like, damn.
My whole
and he
Hogan,
wasn't even like drunk or nothing. It was like he was just,
like, that was like how
that was
he
to
spoke.
His daughter,
like,
how he talks.
Yeah,
to his son.
To his son. Oh,
and I chilled with his son a couple times, like at events before. You, yeah,
in real life.
Yeah,
son is a DJ. Yeah.
What? So. And are they?
They all stay like super shocked. Like, oh my god! I'm so sorry. Can I get you guys anything?
What, reparations?
More reparations for Hulk Hogan's comments.
They're bringing him back or something like that. They're welcoming him back.
I mean, they trying to. This thing is he's made that comedy so much money. Still, it's almost like they have to kind of figure it out. Like, like dog. Like,
it's like Michael Jordan being blacklisted from the NBA.
Yeah, it's like, yo, like LeBron. Like LeBron. A LeBron scandal comes out. They're like, well, I mean, like, it's just bad, bad. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but you know, people are gonna be mad. But like, you know, society picks and chooses who they want to fuck with, though. They pick and choose who they want to be like, oh yeah, you can get away with that. You can get away with that.
That's a bar.
Cardi B could literally be like, yo, fuck everybody who support me. Good night. Nigga be like, yo, she's so real for that, yo. Cause she don't fuck with nobody. You know what I'm saying? We just wanted to win. Like, yo. If Bow Wow says that shit, like, nigga, fuck you, nigga. I ain't it, nigga. Nigga, fuck you in your heart. I'm shaking ass. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they gonna barbecue him. Like, you feel me? So. It's all about it. Like, literally, like, since the beginning of time, it's probably been like that. Like, Daniel Day-Lewis has, like, an infinity Oscar joints.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And Leo got, like, one win. Mm-hmm. Daniel Day's like, oh, yeah, oh, I'm going to go shopping today. I'm going to pick up an Oscar, and then I'll probably, like, go to the beach. Like, it's, like, part of his yearly routine.
Yo, yeah. What wrestler has never let you down?
Wrestler?
Yeah.
Shawn Michaels.
Shawn
Michaels. Stone Cold let me down when he turned it, when they turned his character like all like too comedy, like it was too much.
I didn't like two man power trip.
I don't know anything about Shawn Michaels. What is like his deal?
Shawn Michaels is probably like the best Kobe Bryant, probably. I would say Michael Jordan, but the only thing is Michael Jordan is like the that logo. That's like Hogan, that's like Hulk Hogan. Flair.
Yeah,
that's like Hulk Hogan for real. Or Ric Flair. Yeah, Ric Flair. Depending on where you're from, for real. In the South, they're gonna probably say Ric Flair. Like the North.
Ric Flair is not the greatest.
I mean, it's a debate. Debatable. Like, it's a, like an ongoing debate. Like,
all right,
like,
well, let's choose sides.
Because Hulk Hogan was on TV more in certain regions, and Ric Flair was on TV more.
Right.
So they were depicted. The Ric Flair flamboyant, like country flamboyant, successful,
a lot of
wealthy,
furs,
money,
yeah, like Ric Cameron, like Cam, yeah. Cameron, right. Gucci
yeah.
Man,
yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hogan was like, okay, I'm
Lunchbox.
I have a movie. I have a movie. Facts. I have four movies coming out,
and I have vitamins.
I have vitamins, everything. Yeah. Yo, he had vitamins. I had
yo. Vitamins. But the vitamins game, though. Like, let's talk about it.
The vitamins game. He was like, yo. He hit us with that jump like it was like the Bitcoin. Like, yo. The vitamins game? B. The vitamins game, bro. What you do for a living? My dad, he's have you heard of vitamin world? My dad is the COO. Actually. Do the vitamins game? Yo. Pretty good.
So... did you watch the Ric Flair 30 for 30?
Yeah.
How was
I
that?
Wasn't a Ric Flair guy coming up because I was, you know, like
he wasn't on TV.
I wasn't on WCW. I didn't like. I would catch WCW, but I was WWF. Like, cause I don't know. Maybe the characters were probably more catered to children or something.
Yeah, I think
that might have been it. I mean, this is all with an adult eye. I'm thinking
right,
about it.
But like also years ago. They were also like wild racist, right? The characters, right? They were just like
some. Like you could dig up some wild shit on Ric Flair, but like that's just like a rapper probably saying like the F word. I can't even. I'm like scared. Like I'm scared to say the joint that rhymes with maggot. I'm so scared.
Right.
That's like the dirtiest word in the planet. That's worse than the N word. Like you feel me? So like you, but like listen to like a hip hop album like '92.
Right.
They be saying they weren't even bleeping that joint on the radio sometimes. Like it's crazy. Like it's just the I don't know. So I just kind of look at, like, I try to take it, like, people from that, like, that era, like, that were in movies and stuff like that. I try to take it for what it is. Like, I'm sure they had black friends, like, but they might have to do a promo where they was like, okay, like, implying some shit. I'm like, I mean, there's no way people like Junkyard Dog or, like, a lot of black wrestlers would probably hang around that shit if it was really, they really meant that shit. You know what I'm saying? But again, like it's entertainment. It's always been entertainment and working the people.
Right. So when they changed over from WWF to WWE, that was like because of the World Wildlife Federation, right?
Right.
Or foundation or something like
yeah.
that. But was it also like to acknowledge that it's entertainment and not just
an actual sport?
They
would have never turned.
They would have never turned.
It would have been WWF still. Yeah.
They just couldn't beat the World Wildlife.
They couldn't beat them.
All right. Well, why don't you guys go in on pandas for a little bit? Yo, they're not endangered anymore as of like last
because
week.
Of designer. He's the sole reason they're not endangered.
Yeah.
Designer, though, he might be at WrestleMania to be honest, because I know he'd be rocking with Paul Heyman heavy too. He might low key be there. I caught him at SummerSlam. It was SummerSlam song.
Who else rocks with wrestling like you guys?
A lot of people on the low, but like it was always like,
oh, are people like ashamed?
Yeah, I mean, it probably. We always been like, dog, we gonna do us. Like,
no, you've been out front with
I'm
it.
I'm talking about when I was growing up, there was people like in the Dizzle trap
wants to go in.
That was watching pay per view wrestling. Like, all right, the whole hood would go over to somebody's house. And like it'd be like one of the niggas that's that's moving weight. Like everybody be watching the jump on his TV. Like it was like boxing matches when I was young. So when I be like everybody trying like be like, oh you rock with that? Yeah, me too. I'm like, well, why don't nobody know? Why you got like what everybody else like?
Do people put money on wrestling?
I think it's fun sometimes. I mean, but they got websites.
People bet on that shit in Vegas, don't they?
There's websites for it. But you know, a lot of times it I'm talking about like 10 minutes before the match, it like swing like to where it's gonna go. So if you're like a really, 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 you could probably find out who's gonna win while it's going on. Sometimes, because it'll be a lot of people from the office that bet on this shit. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
They rig catch it. Us off guard.
Look, he's like, we can fucking get away with this. And his eyes light up like, for real? I have fucking Wi-Fi. I can fucking find out while it's going on. You mean I can find out if the Undertaker's gonna come out tonight? Know.
All my money's tied up in vitamins right now, so it's just real tough.
Dude, your do you guys
don't kids? The 1 million strong and growing. And
has it changed at all now that you guys are friends with actual wrestlers, right?
Yeah.
Has it
actual wrestlers? Yeah. Like aliens or something.
Nah. Actual wrestlers.
But are you friends with anyone that you're just like, yo, I actually want them to lose?
Maybe we buy it. Well, we friends with a lot of people, so it'd be like friends going against each other. Like,
yeah. I think all but our friends we want to win.
I try like to never ask them about the storyline because if I know too much, I'm just not going to enjoy it. So I like to be surprised a little bit too.
Mm-hmm.
But if I really wanted to know, I'd be like, all right, this is what's going to happen.
Do you know writers?
Now we do, but that's another story. That's another episode.
Yeah.
How many writers have you guys yelled at?
Privately? A lot. Privately, maybe.
Have you guys affected any storylines?
Yeah.
Yes. He affected the storyline.
What'd you do? What happened?
I was on SmackDown, and it was having a hip-hop battle. The two of the characters was having a hip-hop battle with each other. And surprisingly, everybody took that joint serious, and the crowd went crazy because they were saying some stuff like, okay, one of the people was involved in
scandal,
phone hacking situation.
Phone hacking
this
scandal.
This is like real life.
In real life.
Was it Piers Morgan?
All we're going to say is that's how we're just going to keep it very vague.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, one of the bars was like, hey, referring to the real life. We was at rehearsal and they wouldn't do their lines.
Yeah, they're like,
we're gonna just do it on the thing. They wanted the real reaction from the crowd.
Yeah.
Like, okay, we probably shouldn't even say this, but they edited it on YouTube. Like, when I'm there, like, they took the last part out because the bar was too, like, it was so crazy though that the dude who heard it was like, you know what?
The
reaction was like, you could literally hear it was only adults like, oh shit. The kids were like, and that's what wrestling is,
mm-hmm.
That's what it is. It's like that sprinkle of reality. Like, you gotta understand, like, you can't rig all the way rig. Like, if I throw something at him and it bounced back, I can't rig how it's gonna bounce or affect him or whatever. Yeah. Like, or if he's if his legs is tired, he's not moving the same, or he slipped, and the story got to change in the middle. I can't affect that.
How often are wrestlers allowed to switch it up in the ring?
I think the veterans,
the important ones, can do whatever
they want. Yeah, like Shawn Michaels,
John Cena,
Bret Hart, John Cena, like, you know, Mark Henry, even if wherever he's on
Yokozuna.
The car, he can still call a match. Like,
yeah.
Even if he's supposed to lose, like, 2 minutes, he'd be like, yo, okay, this is what you going to do. Throw me to the road, bomb, hit me, jump right there. I'm ready to go. This is what they can whisper that, speaking codes to each other, and we won't even know what's going on.
Yeah, and some of them have long hair, so, like, that's why they have long hair, so they can, like, whisper the match to the other opponent.
Or the next two.
Really?
Block them. Yeah, that's right.
That's why I'm surprised Adderall is not the most potent used drug in wrestling. They got to remember. It's like this. Throw me into the Rose battle room. My little slang word, undercut, jump, the elbow, then throw me to the corner, then do your finisher. Like, just like that's all like a 6 minute sequence. You gotta remember while screaming fans and all. That's how I be like, people will mess up. Mm-hmm. And like the super super indie shows, when they mess up, they be like, "You fucked up, you fucked." The indie shows are savage. Wait, that's like
the 18 fans and over. Tell that.
The fans
can tell us something is not like. I'm talking about the super hardcore fans, and those parties are fun to go to too. Our matches.
Yeah, you guys go to those too.
Yeah, hell yeah. Japanese like.
Yeah, I was gonna say the New Japan. Yeah.
They hit each other a lot.
You might go to ROH. What
well, you gotta go on Reddit, right? And then look.
Yo, I don't gotta do shit.
You're in the vitamin game. These vitamin motherfuckers.
These vitamin motherfuckers
getting cocky, man. He got his soldiers. He got his shooters downstairs, man. But you can literally read like in Japan, the storylines are way more adult driven. Yeah. Like the nuances would be crazy. Like
they curse in Japan.
They curse
on television.
So is the difference between like growing up on wrestling and being like a fully grown adult when watching wrestling, like when you can go watch a Pixar movie and the kids get one thing but the adults get another?
Yeah, sometimes. But like
some, like there's levels. Like
okay, like Monday Raw. This Monday Raw, right?
Coming up or
that's coming up after WrestleMania.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They will not be the writers and the wrestlers will not be able to manipulate or control the fans. This is the most fun Raw to be at, the one after WrestleMania, because it's people from Ireland, China, people that stay in an extra day. It's just all
diehards. Is it down here?
Dog, they be like, yeah. they'll be like, probably in the same building. Yeah. They'll be like, yo, like right now they're probably the WrestleMania is already written. They're probably sitting there like, okay, they're gonna boo Roman Reigns. He's gonna have the belt. We have to figure out what Roman Reigns can do at the top of the show, because the fans might take over the show and boo for 10 minutes. Last year, Roman Reigns won the main event.
We booed for 10
so
minutes.
So what they did? So what they did? What was it in? It was in Orlando.
Orlando. Yep.
So Roman Reigns walks down. Right, he walks down. The writers already know Roman knows he's gonna get booed, even though he's supposed to be a good guy, which is also another dynamic I like. He comes down to the ring. He gets on the mic. The boo is he's like. And it's like it's drowning out his voice. And it's live TV. So what he did, he just sat there. He literally just went like this for 5 minutes.
Wait, well, why don't people like him if he's the good guy?
Because, again, another reason why wrestling is fun. Because the fans, most of the diehard fans can feel the company forcing him on people and trying to make him the, what they call a mega baby face, like Hulk Hogan, Stone Cold. They're like, he always wins. He always gets to win. He always wins the same way. He doesn't have enough moves. He's not witty enough on the microphone. That's why CM Punk was so big, because CM Punk
he
was
went
like,
against the company.
CM Punk was like, the even when he was good or bad, when he would talk, it people would listen. Feel like an intelligent. It wouldn't insult your intelligence. Like he'd come on the mic and say something on the mic and be like, "Yo, was he telling how he really felt?" Like, you know what I'm saying? So people
he was breaking the fourth wall. He was like Deadpool.
Exactly. Yeah. He broke the fourth wall too. He broke the fourth wall a couple times. He was like something.
I think he was a realistic Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah.
Like Stone Cold was like, if his character was real to any degree, it would be CM Punk. Like that was the type of character.
And Daniel Bryan though, because of what he went through,
went against the mold. Anybody that goes against the grain, that you kind of know, that you developed the whole story and you know the background, like they just keep getting shunned. Like, okay, this person he's the best in-ring performer, but they're giving it to somebody like a Roman Reigns because he sells t-shirts and he's good with the kids. So it's like, damn, you know, if you're a smart fan, that's what we call smarks, you're gonna go for the underdog. Because
Smarks is great.
You're gonna go for the underdogs because you want to see the underdog win. You want to see him beat the system. So
yeah. Wait, so Roman Reigns is like a plant.
Roman Reigns is an industry plant, if that makes any sense. If you want to compare it to some people, to fans, and he's actually a good wrestler. His promo game isn't at a 10 yet, so that's probably why the casual or like the smart wrestling fan probably won't fuck with him. Because
is promo just for the television cameras or is that for the in
promos? Is just that's just your build up of the character. So Stone Cold will cut a promo and use that's the bottom line because Stone Cold said so.
Gotcha.
So anybody that has a catchphrase that does promos usually are big stars because people want to hear you talk. So that's how they buy into your character. So Roman Reigns talking isn't potent enough for the people to buy into it yet. So it's like they see the prototype and he's built like a actual wrestler,
right?
You know, so they see that and it sells, but the people not ready to accept it yet.
Have you ever read John 3:16, or is it just a thing on a shirt?
I've read John 3:16 because I was in private
Quote
school.
It.
I don't even want to do it. I don't even want to do it because I'm gonna mess it up and my grandmother will kill me. But
your grandmother is a loyal listener to our podcast.
Yeah, she's gotten 27 minutes into the podcast.
Yeah, she's definitely gonna listen. She's gonna listen.
Juvenile.
Yeah,
they just gave us grades to not go back to
appeal. Wait, so did it surprise you? Was Pusha the first one to really use the Ric Flair woo?
Oh, nah. I think a lot of commercials. I think a lot of people was using that, especially in the South. Like, I think Pimp C or Bun B probably mentioned it. But Ric Flair got a lot of hip hop references, man. He was very influential in the South. He was like
shit, Killer Mike.
D-boy. He was a D-boy. Like, he was a country bumpkin that had Rolexes and private jets. Pretty much what's going on right now.
Right.
So what other references do you think are like widespread in rap? From wrestlers.
From wrestlers?
Yeah. Like anything on that level?
Ric Flair is the most influential. Though,
because I don't think people. Yeah. Hulk Hogan got mentions, but I'm sure Ric Flair got more because he's more of a lifestyle guy.
Yeah. Also, Hulk Hogan has never been in any rap videos, I don't think. Ric Flair has. Ric Flair was just in the Migos one.
This is true.
Yeah.
Yo, how do you guys
shut down?
How do you guys
fucking niggas away from me?
How do you guys how do you guys feel when someone like goes from a good guy to a bad guy? Are you in favor of that?
Sometimes we love it.
When Shawn Michaels went bad when I was young, I was like, damn man, the Rockers broke up.
It took me a while.
And then now I'm over, and now I'm older. I'm like, I love it. The gif of that shit. Like, you can see him turning on his like storyline, his best friend. Like, he's like, no, we're not broke up. No. Sit there and boom, kick him and threw him through a fucking glass window. This shit is iconic for wrestling fans. Like, what? Again, it's storytelling. That's when like I realized like people ain't shit. Like, yeah. But then Shawn Michaels like was like yo bro, Marty Jannetty, you're not getting cool. Shawn Michaels kicked you and beat your ass, and he's bad, but he's fucking cool. He's getting the bitches. He had different bitches like managing them and shit like that. And Marty Jannetty with the same outfit on. Right. Like, you know what? Nah, I'm fucking with Shawn Michaels again. Marty.
Then a few years later, we got to see Shawn Michaels get turned on, and him turn back to a good guy.
He got turned back to a good guy.
It's intense.
Yeah. Wait, what'd you think when Hulk turned to?
I loved it because
that was when we was getting older.
When we was getting older and we understood it. Yeah. So it was like, yes, it's something new. It's new energy. It's like, all right, you want to see him disbelief, as a bad guy.
You're Gucci. Like if you suspend your disbelief, it's like you go all the way into it. But if you're like thinking about like, yo, that shit didn't. I'm not sitting there looking like, oh man, he didn't all the way hit him in his throat just now. I'm like, okay. That happened just now. Okay, what the fuck? How's this gonna finish? And like, what happens after? Like, and then like, sometimes the motherfucker really do get hit in the throat, and they be like, okay, how are they gonna finesse this joint?
Right.
A motherfucker tears ACL. Seth Rollins tore his ACL and finished the match.
Literally, a lot of them.
They just be getting concussions. The girl Sasha Banks be doing the most wild, jumping through the ropes, landing on her neck,
and losing teeth.
Like, what
types of wild shit?
Motherfucker got his front tooth.
Jeff Hardy.
Up into his gum.
Who was that? Sheamus or Cesaro?
Cesaro. He finished the match though. Yep. They zoomed in on that joint. Like the commentator's like, yo,
yeah.
You talk about toughness. I'm like, yeah. I'd have been like, yo, I'm chilling. I'm gone.
Fucking Mick Foley lost his ear.
What?
Yeah, barbed wire match. But yeah, shit.
Yo, fucking barbed wire match. Yo, so match.
Don't piss off a snake. Don't piss off barbed wire.
Right. What's the one? So hell in the cell,
Royal Rumble.
Cage matches.
The cage matches, Hell in a Cell, and regular cage matches, right? Or is it just Hell in a Cell?
Do you guys fuck with like the more extreme stuff? Like,
I just like the storytelling. We like the story, to be honest. Like, you could do it like in Japan, they had a motherfucking match that went an hour. Kenny Omega and Kazuchika Okada, right?
Okada's
the number one wrestler, like, ranked in the world. Like, mm-hmm. As far as like believability, like how smooth his matches is and storytelling and all that else, number one ranked in the
world.
You
agree with that?
I mean, I'm just saying where he's ranked. Like, the most consistent.
Yo, you don't.
I like that. Yeah.
I was just asking.
No, I think
just went from like face to heel like real quick.
Hey guys, we just wanted to interrupt for a second to remind you that this episode is sponsored by our friends over at Martell Cognac.
Nobody likes hearing straight ad copy.
Right.
Like ever.
Right.
But I think that we figured out a way to make it more palatable.
I agree.
Not only is Wale a spokesman for Martell, but so is Quavo. Martell is bringing VS Cognac to a new level with the introduction of Martell VS Single Distillery, a cognac of exceptional richness
Mama!
And vivid fruit aromas.
Oh!
Martell VS Single Distillery reveals pleasant notes of plum,
hey!
Apricot,
what?
And candied lemon,
yep.
And rich fruity flavors on the palate.
Huh?
As a pioneer in the spirits world, Martell continues its legacy with Martell Blue Swift.
Bow, bow, rah, rah.
The first ever VSOP cognac finished in Kentucky bourbon barrel.
Chill.
Martell Blue Swift combines Martell's signature style
Trap.
Of delicate fruit and plum notes,
oh.
Now complemented by the subtle sweetness of vanilla and toasted oak,
yep.
From the bourbon casks.
We're talking gourmet aromas and caramelized pears with subtle hints of vanilla and coconut. And ginger and candace fruits and plums.
Gonna buy the whole wreck, gonna buy the whole wreck, gonna buy the whole wreck, gonna buy the whole stove.
With a smooth, long-lasting oak finish.
Alright, we done.
Shout outs to our friends over at Martell Cognac. Over 300 years of great tradition from the oldest of the four great cognac houses, Martell Cognac.
And now, you peckerheads, because we're not just stopping halfway through, you're going to listen to the whole fucking show. We don't get it.
Yo, Wale.
People have told us that you have or had the most poppin' private wrestling Twitter. Is that true?
That's an opinion.
I think it's true.
Yeah?
I think it's true.
What do you say on there that you can't say on your regular handle?
I just have one. I have one Twitter.
Do you feel like there's a lot of critics out there of your wrestling opinions?
I don't necessarily share my wrestling opinions. So, I don't know what that means.
So what do you think of Wale's wrestling opinions?
Well, personally, just because we have our own conversations, I think it's brilliant. And one day, we'll probably find a way. to get up in there.
Mm. Wait, in the ring?
No, right. Nah.
Oh, to write. All right, but
yeah, it's a good gig. I know somebody that might be involved. So I think
someone who's
cool.
Connected.
Yeah, so, yeah.
What do you think of like when Vince McMahon and his family like get in the ring? Are you with that or nah?
I think it's for entertainment because people like to see. The boss or the boss's kids get dealt with. Or sometimes you want to see the boss kid perform. Sometimes. So, I mean, with a Vince McMahon, like, I just get happy to see Vince McMahon on TV now because he's getting older. He's not really out there like that. So,
yeah.
It's like, even though he's a master
heel. All tough as hell, though.
They all tough as hell. All of them.
Like, legit.
Yeah, like, legit. We watch Shane jump off a cage every year and watch his kids' reaction, and it's always the same reaction every year where they don't know if he's really hurt or if he's good.
Yo, who's the guy who had, like, back problems and he's coming back now?
Daniel Bryan with his neck problems.
Oh, neck problems?
Yeah.
But, like, that's legit, like...
That's legit.
Career ending and
legit.
He's coming back.
Legit.
Like, how do you separate, like... A man and his like.
This way, we loved him, man. He was the most popular wrestler anyway.
Before it happened.
So imagine what's going to happen on Sunday when he come out for his first match in 2 years.
Oh, that's here.
Yep, and it's about to be crazy because I think it's going to be a double cross, and I think Shane is going to turn on him, and he's going to go against the Authority again because that was his thing.
Stunned silence from over here. Vince McMahon and Shane McMahon and the daughter, they're all like, you know, on TV.
They're all on TV.
Like wrestlers will like, you know, fight them or whatever.
Stephanie is fighting Ronda Rousey. Well, it's Triple H and Stephanie against Ronda Rousey and Kurt Angle. So that's one of the main events for this WrestleMania.
But is there ever like a WWE HR representative who's like, hey, like there's a problem within the culture here where you're fighting your bosses?
Not yet.
I think that'd be a dynamic character.
Yeah, that would be a dynamic. I would love that.
What did you think when Trump wrestled?
For one, we was kind of used to seeing Donald Trump on wrestling because if you was like a wrestling fan when you was a kid.
But he's a Hall of Famer, though?
Yeah, that's only because they hosted WrestleMania in Trump Plaza 4 and 5. Like, literally, WrestleMania 4 and 5 a long time ago. Yeah, and you know, he was one of the celebrities that always fuck with Vince McMahon in real life.
Wait, Wiley, I need you to talk into the microphone. I don't got to do shit. By the way, nobody can hear what you said.
So, what happened with Trump? He hosted.
What did you say, Dizzo?
Trump hosted WrestleMania 4 and 5.
I'm on my word capacity, so.
Yeah, he hosted WrestleMania 4 and 5 in Trump Plaza. And he has a personal relationship with Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon actually, I think, funded some of his campaign.
Mm. Yeah. So how do we feel about that?
Oh, I mean, it's
and his wife's involved with
yeah,
those politics?
I think those... I don't really like to get invested in that in real life because I don't really, like... I just want to focus on wrestling.
Yeah. Right.
So I don't really kind of get into that, even though it's in the back of my mind. It's a business, man,
and I don't know who rock with who in real life over there because a lot of that stuff be business. And, man, I know 45 ain't my guy, but I know it's about 85% of that locker room that go out and perform every week, three times a week, put their neck on the line every night that I support.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But also, if you go up the ladder enough at any company, it's like there's a white man atop who voted for Trump and you're all supporting him.
That doesn't like it. Yeah, that's like loves him.
So this is the biggest event of the year. What do you look forward to during this whole week and weekend?
I mean, I just like hanging out with my friends.
Yeah, you run into a lot of the same people down here?
Well, I wouldn't say not the same people. Well, yeah, with wrestling, like WrestleMania, you run into the same people every year. But I think just the whole... For one is Wale Mania. Four. I want to get to that.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
So that's a part of WrestleMania weekend, week, whatever. So that's always fun. And that's always something to look into and be excited to go to. And then it's everything else. We might go to NXT. We might go to ROH. It's always wrestling shit going on. So we all get to like be super cool nerds and go do what we do.
Have you been to like a small match where you didn't know who's fighting and you come out leaving like a fan of like one of those guys?
That's all indie shows is about.
I met Cesaro and Chris Hero watching an indie show and I didn't know who the fuck was who, and I walked away being a fan after it was over. And then they actually made it to WWE, and it's like
you're like a talent scout,
have an attachment. So it's like, I knew him when he was Claudio Castagnoli, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, it's an attachment when you follow these guys.
Does everybody still want to make it to the WWE? Or are people like cool just doing like the independent circuit and make a living doing that?
Some people make a living in the independent circuit that they don't really care. You know what I mean? Like a Kenny Omega. Like, even though it's not independent because he's in New Japan. Japan is a whole nother circuit.
That's a pro league.
Yeah, he could care less about coming to the majors. Well, what we consider the majors, because he figures it's major where he's at, and he's probably making the same exact coin that he would probably make over here.
Really?
Unless, you know, they make him a face and really make some money.
All right, so let's talk about Wale Mania for a second. So when you're putting this together, do you only reach out to rappers who fuck with wrestling?
It's natural. We don't reach out. It's just like, all right, man, like... You hear about it enough, they come be like, oh, yo, I'm trying to come to that. All right, come on, come through. It ain't like a reaching out thing. It ain't that overly done. Like, we just come, through. You know, whoever want to come to town, whoever's going anyways, you come through, pull up. You feel me?
So who's coming through tonight?
Well, we play it by ear. Like, it's not like when you start having times and this person, that person. A lot of people say they coming, but it's just like any other party. Like, you know, some people are like, oh, well, actually, Rosenberg to tell me, like, yo, man, I got a sore throat. Man. I don't know if I'm coming. I'm like, all right, cool, man. Cool, my nigga. More space for these bitches.
Are you the Ebro of Summer Jam?
No. Summer Jam gives me anxiety as soon as I wake up. Like, I like hyperventilate.
There's so many
people. I need an inhaler that day. Like, and I don't even have asthma. I'm like, Summer Jam? Inhaler, please. Two of them, thanks.
Yo, there's a lot of people who say the same thing. They're just like,
it's just, I was like, no, right, I'm not going. I'm fucking with that. It's too much.
Right,
it's too much. This is like the I kind of the antithesis. This is like free laid form. Back. Laid back. You got your Martell. You got your little vibes going. You got your, you know, got good music. And you got other fans. It's got pretty girls there. We mixed some of these guys that be in here don't never even be around the top of caliber of women that come to my shows. So it's like they gonna stay around. They gonna do the wrestling podcast and go see meet Mark Henry and see their favorite wrestlers. But it's like you at a party, like, oh shit, this is like some good shit mixed with this shit. I like them. I can fuck around and do this. That's the third time you ate chicken today, dog.
It is shrimp.
Wow.
The same fucking thing, dog. You ain't eat no vegetables.
No,
today.
Tuna is the chicken of the sea. Yeah, so, yeah. You know. No,
nobody makes fried tuna, though.
Yo, what was the best Wally Mania before this one tonight?
Last year was fun. I ain't gonna hold you.
What happened last year?
Last year, like a lot of rappers, I mean, a lot of wrestlers came on stage. It was just like when I was DJing, I went from DJing to rapping.
Do you have a separate DJ name?
Nah, I ain't thought of that yet. DJ is really DJ Money. What you on, Postmates Money? Trying to find out how you can get some chicken fried water.
Wait, what happened last year's Wally Mania?
We was just going back and forth, and then like I was performing like a lot of rap, like Samoa Joe came like at the very end, and it's like he came out, everybody was just going crazy to see him on stage and stuff like that. Like it was just everybody just had a good time, like, you know. And we took this one picture, man. It was like me, but Kaz, Mark Henry, Dizza,
all like the black wrestlers,
like all of us. It was just like,
was it the New World?
It was a racially ambiguous white guy. It's like a good getaway. It's like, you know, like All Stars, like we all still kind of got to work. Like it's like a, like we go to the games, we kind of feel like we're working. Like it's like WrestleMania is like, dog, like.
This is like
being a fan.
Speaking to a mic. Say who you are.
Hey, this is Kaz. Watch The Scoring Uninterrupted every Friday. And Flavor 2 every Monday. I wrestle rap every Saturday.
Do Say Blues like? Every month. Yeah,
Do Say Blues every club. Month. We'll be in Atlanta.
Shameless plug. And I'm coming with the Martell. Casey's the Martell.
So now, like I said, I've been to every Wally Mania so far, and it's like WrestleMania weekend's almost like Comic Con, but you can actually go and kick it with the comic book heroes. You know what I'm saying? Like in real life.
Not their character.
You know what I'm saying? Like Black Panther. Like you can't. Exactly. You can't go to Comic Con and kick it with like. You can't go to Comic Con and kick it with like Clark Kent, like when he's off duty, like the real Clark Kent, not the dude who plays him in the movie. Like that's actually him.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
We only think of the DJ Clark Kent.
DJ Clark.
No bull, right?
But nah, it's fun, man. It's like you just kind of get lost in it, and you know, like I've been to All Star Weekends, I've been to Grammy
Awards.
This is
why we love it.
I've been to all these things, and it's
this
like
is
it's
just, why we love it.
It's just a different
this
vibe.
Why we watch.
Man. Like it's just fun. It's just
so ridiculous.
Everyone, nobody's
so
trying
funny,
to be
like,
too cool. You know what I'm saying? You've been to a bunch of these like Grammy weekends and All Star weekends, and like everybody has to be cooler than the next dude. Whatever. Asshole.
So, Wale just showed me a picture of two guys just standing next to each other, and I'm like, I don't get this at all.
It's him in a cutout version of himself.
Oh, I didn't even see.
And they're like the picture, like, yo, like, and it's like he runs to everything, like. So I'm like, bro, did you need any more assurance that you're the man? Okay, like, so funny. Like, I'm done. We about to eat chicken,
bro.
Go ahead.
I don't want to sit. I'm hungry too. Hey buddies,
what are you looking forward to down here?
First off, it's New Orleans. It's my favorite city that's not New York because there's lots of booze and food.
That's
and
a great plug right there. What a plug!
Man, it's just fun, though. Like it's fun, especially like you know kicking it with these guys. Like we're all busy a lot, so like we always know WrestleMania weekend. We all gonna kick it and have fun. And like,
do you have wrestling group chats?
Yeah, like we'll sit and tag. Like if some shit go down, we all get in the group text and all. Like,
what is the name of the group text?
Nah, it's just our name. There's no funny name for it. But like you know, it's one of those things where it's like you know you've been to a bunch of shit. Like you know, like you're these are all artists that have been to like every single event weekend you could think of, whether it's spring break, whether it's All-Star, whether it's Grammys, whether it's Coachella, whether it's whatever, you know what I'm saying? And all those events are like, you know, you're always posturing. It's like, you got to be, oh, do I got to wait online for this? Do I got to be too cool for that? Do I got to be, you know what I'm saying? We're here, like, nobody's trying, though. Like, it's just fun. Like, everybody just kind of, like, takes their cool off for a little bit and just go be a big-ass kid for a couple days, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and it's fun, man. Like, I enjoy it. And, you know, like, we do it every year, and it's always a good time, man. We're never disappointed with it. It gets better every year.
What's the best prop, you think, in all of wrestling?
The best prop?
Yeah.
A chair, I guess. table.
I would say.
I think we get excited when the tables come.
I like, you know what? I'm a fan of the umbrella.
The umbrella is very classy.
What do they do with an umbrella?
That. I don't know. Like, it's Eric, classy because, like, you could kind of, like, still be like cool with it and stylish. But, like, you get bopped over the head with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just walk out with a chair stylish. You can walk out with an umbrella stylish.
Like Fonz with Bentley?
I like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that. Like,
and, you know, maybe he'll hit you with it. Maybe he'll just sit there and pose with it. You don't know.
Well, what about, like, even more specifically, like, you know, like Jake the Snake had his snake.
Ah.
Like, what about anybody else's accessories?
I fuck with Mr. Sacco.
I fuck with Mr.
Sacco.
You like Mr. Sacco?
Wale did not like Mr. Sacco.
What is Mr. Sacco? A sock?
He's a sock.
Yeah, that's that was Mankind's thing, right?
Yeah, that was Mankind.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Guys, I've been a heel this entire time.
Mr. Sacco?
It was a sock puppet.
It was a sock puppet.
But the funny shit about that is, like, Mick Foley, Mankind, he's like this fucking, like, super brilliant, like, I don't know, the guy, like, fucking
stunt devil. They hated him.
Like, Shakespearean talking type of dude. Who, if you look at him, he doesn't look like much. Looks like a fucking but the dude's fucking nuts. Like, he's like a human stuntman. Like, he will jump off or whatever. He will fight. He will put barbed wire around himself. Like, he will
lost his ear.
Lost his ear in a match. All that type of shit. He's really insane. But he's like a New York Times bestseller. Like, he's fucking brilliant.
Wait, I don't want to sound ignorant here, but lost his ear like forever?
No, legitimately, like half of his ear is gone.
Like, forever.
Forget, for sure.
That sucks.
Like, his ear looks like this. Like, it's not there. But you know, the that's the funny shit about wrestling. Like, you never know what's gonna make you super popular. Like, this motherfucker was already doing crazy shit before all that. And the thing that made him a household name was putting a sock on his hand and talking and putting it in people's mouth. And that shit made him millions and millions of dollars. So it's like.
But no one raps about Mr. Sacco.
Exactly.
What rappers have the best, like, promos, but not the best actual, like, in the ring?
Rappers?
Mm. No, I'm sorry, like wrestlers. What did I say?
You said rappers.
Yeah.
But what rappers?
I was gonna pick some rappers.
Yeah, I was about to be damn. I gotta bury a rapper.
I was about to say damn. I thought this was a friendly call.
Also, wrestlers with good promos with bad wrestling ability. That's fucked up because I kind of want to answer that because I'm friends with some of them.
Oh, it's possible though, right?
Oh, like, wait, so now happens. you're
There's definitely some people that could talk a good game, but they're just not really
sure of.
You can say it.
But I don't,
say it, go ahead.
All right, so Enzo is the best talker.
Oh, man. But Enzo will tell you that himself.
It's the best
talker. Enzo will tell you that himself.
He knew this, though.
Yeah.
But his wrestling ability isn't where his talk game is.
Yeah.
Like, his talk game got him the title.
He's
such a great antagonist.
He legitimately made himself a star just being able to talk.
Legit.
Like, he would go into the ring. His match would be like 10 seconds long, get his ass beat. Everybody knew he was never going to win a match. But every time he came out, the crowd went wild because he could talk his ass off. And he was basically like spitting 16s when he would come out.
Literally. And, you know, he's so hip hop.
Like, yeah, like he would come out with like
Gucci. Like everything, you know, was hip hop.
Does that mean like the next time he actually won, like people went nuts?
Yeah, yeah. Like eventually.
Like if he comes back, the people are going to go nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
He's who?
He's like Rudy. Like the movie Rudy. Like
At one point he was. Like, he was definitely a guy who had more bark than bite.
Yeah.
He was like definitely, you know, the guy that's gonna talk mad shit, but you know, like, he knows he's gonna get his ass kicked, but like he's not gonna back down, and that's what people liked about him. Like, you know, he's like 5'7", 5'8". He's a short dude.
So he is Rudy.
You know what I'm saying? He's tight, man. I miss Enzo. I thought Enzo was a superstar, but you know, he got caught up with some BS. So hopefully,
some bullshit.
A phone scandal.
some things. I ain't gonna talk about it. Cause yeah. That's my dude. Like, that's for real. Too. So you know, I hope he lands on his feet, and you know.
Yeah, when he comes back, the crowd is gonna lose their minds.
Definitely.
Yo, he wasn't ready for here. Yeah. Talk about what you're hoping that will happen in the ring this weekend.
Oh man, it's I got to see AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura fight
5-star match
for the first time in real life, and those are two dudes who made their name. Like, you talk about guys that were popular on the indies that never had to come to WWE. Those are two guys who were stars before they even came here. Like, you know what I compare it to? It's like if you're a fan of somebody before they get signed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, you know, oh, I knew Kendrick when he was putting out Overly Dedicated and yada, yada, yada. And it's like, you know what I mean? Like, he never needed to sign that major deal, but they signed it and it's only exceeded your expectations. And you're like, oh man, but you're never going to get that OG classic material that you got from him before, because, you know, Nakamura is never going to come from Japan. Mm-hmm. And then he ends up coming from Japan. And then you're like, oh, but they're never going to put them in a match. And then they put them in a match at WrestleMania for the world title. And it's like, if you're a fan of people who just tell great stories in the ring that like hit hard, who are athletic, like Shinsuke Nakamura is a legitimate, you know, MMA fighter. Like, he's had what, a 12-4 record, like in real fights, you know what I'm saying? But he's like a Japanese fucking, you know, what's the lead singer from Queen?
Freddie Mercury.
He's a Japanese Freddie Mercury. Like, he comes out and he's mad, like
flamboyant
and he wears jackets and he does real like odd stuff, but he's mad entertaining, and he will kick the shit out of you.
So he's a young thug.
He's like Young Thug, dog. Like, he's just mad eccentric, but legit will wrap circles around you or beat the snot out of you.
Has there ever been anything like The Miz? Like, somebody who came from...
Oh, man, like, never.
He was on... Was it Real World?
Real World New York with Coral. I remember that.
And then, well, what'd you think at the time? Were you like, yo, he's just a huge fan?
I just thought he'd just be a huge fan. I thought he'd be a guy who, like, you know... I thought he'd be somebody who'd be, like, good on, like, commentary.
Right.
Like, he'd be, like, a fucking, you know...
Like a
Corey Graves or
Gene Okerlund.
I thought he'd be one of those guys for a couple of years, and then, like, you know, once his like real world fame fizzled out, they kind of let him go. But he like legitimately turned himself into like a surefire like first ballot
future Hall of Famer.
Yeah, like,
absolutely. You can't front on him.
You can't front on him anymore. And that was the cool thing to do when he first got in. It was like, you know. It was like hating on fucking, you know, like some. It's like hating on Cardi B. It's like hating on 6ix9ine. It's like hating on, like,
well, 6ix9ine has more reasons. He's, I think.
Well, I mean, in a sense where we're not gonna talk about that stuff. But I mean, in a sense where it's easy to just like not take him seriously, because like, dog, you're the real world, dude. Nobody gives a fuck about you. You know what I'm saying? But he turned himself into a legitimate, you know, superstar in the sense where, like, he's already main evented WrestleMania. It's like, he's been world champ. Like, the fact that he's even, like,
his promo
been at a WrestleMania at all is, like, you know, as a fan, like, okay, you're good. Like, that's the moment. Nothing's going to top this. But, like, he just keeps topping himself. And it's crazy because you've seen him do this shit in the real world. And, like, you've never seen anything like it.
First of all, Kaz, I don't think anybody was expecting any cogent arguments on this podcast, and then you come in like acting real.
I'm sorry. I like to talk about this stuff. It's fun for me. Do you want to talk about this stuff, sir? Are you good?
I have a long night ahead of me. I'm just trying to figure out how I'm going to stay awake for the next 4 hours now that there's no break time.
I got some Jolt gum. You ever have some Jolt gum?
It sounds like Molly, and I'm gonna.
Do you want some Martell?
Not Molly. It's caffeinated chewing gum. It makes your breath nice, Martell? And it wakes you up. It's got caffeine. I do that. That has saved my life.
Yo, we're gonna get Wale some vitamins. He's gonna be up all night.
Don't mix it with Martell. Yeah. Just drink Martell straight and drink it responsibly.
That's right.
Were there any characters that you thought would go way further than they did, and then did not?
Hell yeah, we see that shit every time.
Me in rap.
I don't know.
Chris Masters
is a good one.
What happened to Chris Masters?
Bobby Lashley, that's another one.
Jack
Swagger. I thought, matter of fact, when you were talking about the Trump stuff, he was the guy who represented Trump. Like, when they had, you know, when Donald Trump was fighting. He was always heel. But, like, before, you know, he was at WrestleMania and they had the Battle of the Billionaires, Vince McMahon versus Donald Trump. And Donald Trump had Bobby Lashley representing him. Vince McMahon had Ibaka representing him. And, like, Bobby Lashley was this big, good-looking black dude, super muscular, like Brock Lesnar type dude. And I'm like, oh, that dude, he's gonna make it. The shit. And, like, you know, this is obviously before we all know how shitty of a person Donald Trump is. But right. It's like, oh, nah, this is tight. Because it's like, you know, he got the celebrity rub and, like, he's on fucking Access Hollywood and all these mainstream shows because you're next to Donald Trump. So I'm like, oh, okay, he's going to be a star. And he's like, he's not a nobody, but, like, I definitely thought he was going to be bigger than he was.
Yo, I want to hear from all three of you guys. Is this the best era of wrestling right now?
I think it's the most abundant.
Isn't it like football, though? Like, it's always got to be, like, the present time is always technically got to be the time because you don't know what's going to happen.
No, because it can be like SNL because it's like, oh, like, SNL was the best in the 90s.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
But maybe that's nostalgia, though. Because maybe in 20 years, you might be like, dang, you know what? Like, them Donald Trump joints aged well. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's how I go. Don't stick me with the microphone. No, I'm from New York. I'm from Harlem. I just get out. I just talk niggas out of shit.
I would say it's definitely the most abundant.
Hey, man, you laying on that man bed, Flex. It's where they really staying at, Slim. So that's why I'm trying not to be all like laying
like,
beds and shit like.
It's with everything right now that gets better with the internet. Like, it's, you know,
everything's not better with the internet. No,
I mean, like, it's more accessible. It's more abundant.
And I don't like it. It's just being perfectly fucking nuts.
You know, you could just shut it off.
No, still just the thoughts. I hear the letters in my sleep.
You hear the tapping of the fingers.
And I just hear all the nasty things.
You don't have the quality filter?
I got a quality filter. It's not even bullying. I feel bullied by other people. What people say about other people. And it's heartless. These people with motherfucking egg emojis, and they have so much power over people, not me.
Well,
people.
Let me just say something real quick.
Online bullying is real.
You only give them power when you respond to them.
That's not me, though. Friend. I don't like what I saw under Bad Baby's fucking comments the other day. She's 14. I was so bad for her.
I just want to say a couple things to you. Well, number one, you know you're in a room full of friends here.
This is true.
Number two,
I'll be there for you.
No, we're Seinfeld guys.
We're not friends.
Can I ask you a real quick question?
Yes.
Who cleaned up your shoes after you threw them all around your place, like after that epic?
I moved.
But someone had to clean them up, right?
I moved.
Did you really?
Yeah. Literally moved. If you pay attention to like the most recent one, it's like you could tell the different setup. I moved.
Maybe I didn't see the most recent one.
I was moving. That's what I'm saying. That's why I could do it. It's like I was moving anyways.
I saw you unboxed so many pairs of shoes. Yeah. It was epic. Like, did you know you were going
to
do that?
Nah. I didn't know I was doing it until I started getting like text messages and DMs of like, keep going. Yeah. I'm at work. I'm bored.
Did you know you inspired like, you know, people like Upscale Vandal and everybody to like do those like shoe like fights or whatever, like
shoe battles.
That joke is something that Jerry would have said. I read somewhere that you have shoe fights or something.
Yo, by the way, shoe fights are better than cage matches.
Shoe fight, I don't like that. I like it because it's funny, but I don't like being involved in that. Like, shoe fights, no, I was just was
is that because you don't lose?
I was just doing whatever, man. I don't know.
I thought it was awesome.
I heard, thank you, I appreciate that, but I never even thought. I was just like, all right, we keep doing this shit. Like, it's nothing to
do. Wait, who would win the shoe fight, us or Rap Radar?
Shoe fight? Well, you got the Pippins on, lady. You probably wore them maybe like 4 or 5 times. So I'm assuming there's more where that came from. You got some MX 90s on. I don't think
these are the 30th anniversary ones.
I don't think those guys are into sneakers as much as you guys.
Yo, Wale.
So you definitely win the shoe fight.
Thank God.
In the first quarter.
If you were offered the opportunity to actually wrestle in a match,
I'd be a manager.
So you would, that's the person who like does not wrestle, just talks. Have you been asked to wrestle?
Yeah, but I ain't in shape enough to do that. Like, I still got some, I can box, I can't do all that running around and throwing people around, just this stuff.
All right, so last second predictions for WrestleMania this weekend.
Roman Reigns going to win, Ronda Rousey going to win, and everything else is up in the air for real, probably, I think.
Agreed.
Kaz, any crazy opinions here on what's going to happen?
I'm going to drink.
I'm going to drink a lot. No, I'm kidding. I think AJ goes over. I think AJ wins. And I think the Usos win.
I think
New Day wins.
I think Undertaker comes back in the motorcycle.
He's retired or no?
We don't know. Oh. They're keeping it in there.
Wait, before we go, does out somebody who's a secret wrestling fan?
Out somebody?
Out somebody. Out him.
Out him. A secret wrestling fan? Who's a secret? I don't know really a secret wrestling fan.
Out him. Oh, wait, hold on.
On my day,
hold on.
High shit, watching the gym in the studio.
The same conversation happens every time I talk to somebody about wrestling, but always watch another yogurt.
Right.
Like everybody did.
No, we did not. You know we did not. Dizza. No, I promise. Do your kids love wrestling as much as you?
I want them to. I think like my mom and my dad got me into wrestling.
Yeah.
Right. But after I got into it, I loved it so much that they just got off of it and just let me do my thing.
Yeah.
So with my kids, like I let my kids do their thing. Like they see me watching it, so they know the characters and they know what time it is. But my son loves Spider-Man, so I let him stay with Spider-Man and Hulk and Wolverine and those type of guys. And my other son likes the internet, so it's like whatever.
Who would win in a cage match, Spider-Man or Vince McMahon?
Spider-Man.
I'm going with Vince because he booked it. If he fighting Spider-Man, he's not going to let Spider-Man go over.
She did that
Marvel, go? Marvel doesn't beat WWE.
All right, well, we're going to let you guys go. Wale Mania tonight.
If I make it now.
What are you talking about?
I need to go take a siesta.
Isn't it just down the street?
I need to take a siesta.
Guys, it's been an honor to talk to you.
Ring of honor.
A ring of honor to talk to you guys about wrestling. We'll see you tonight at Wale Mania.
You know what I'm saying?
Martell Mania. Martellapalooza.
Martellipalooza.
Soldier Boy Martellum. Martellathon. Thanks, guys. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this new episode of A Waste of Time with It's The Real, The World Travelers. It's The Real, Jeff. If people want to find out more about us or this podcast or our live events or our book or our music and all the rest, where can they go?
You can always go to itsthereal.com, itsthereal, no apostrophes, no spaces. There are never any apostrophes or spaces. Go there for all of your It's The Real needs, all of our merch, all of our news, all of our performances, everything that you need, it is there. If you go to soundcloud.com/awasteoftime, you can find all of our old episodes and our upcoming ones, as well as if you go to iTunes, search for A Waste of Time with It's The Real, you can always find all of our music on all streaming services, including Spotify, Tidal, Google Play, Apple Music, Pandora. It is there. Search for Teddy Bear Fresh by It's The Real. If you want to find us on the internet, we are at Twitter at It's The Real, Instagram at It's The Real, Facebook at It's The Real, It's The Real on Reddit, It's The Real, It's The Real on Twitch.
And no one else out there should claim It's The Real.
No.
This podcast will not go anywhere. Not Atlanta, not Philly, not New Orleans, not Toronto, not Los Angeles, not London, not anywhere, unless we tell our people to tell their people to tell their people to spread the word. So, Jeff, who do you want to tell?
I want to tell young Marlon Yadig on Instagram, who came up to us at Wale Mania and said how much it meant to have us in his town.
That was
really
awesome.
Appreciated that. Marlon Alexander from New Orleans, shout out to him, and hopefully we'll be back down in New Orleans soon.
Yes, and I would like to shout out our friend Teray down there in Atlanta, his second city. He's really from Coney Island. He claims New York still, but he owns a home down there in Atlanta, and we got to see him and his family and his extended family, but most importantly, we want to give Teray his full credit, because Teray was the guy who
got us to stop cooking.
Yeah, he did that. Teray came over for his episode, and he didn't eat our food. He brought his own. He was on a beans-only diet.
Yeah, I mean, like, he had been on a pescatarian diet, then he went to beans.
Strictly beans.
We were like, well, we're not cooking for people anymore.
So that was the end of that, but yeah. He also got us in touch with Fonte.
Yes.
He linked us, he connected us, he let us build with Fonte, who was on the podcast not too long ago, and we want to give Teray his full credit.
Right, because we had shouted him out in an intro that we didn't use, and we also shouted him out on Twitter and on Instagram.
But it wasn't enough.
Wasn't enough for Teray.
This year, though, Jeff, yeah. I think can close that chapter.
It covers it.
Shout out to Teray. He's got that Southern hospitality down there. Shout out to his whole family, even the cousins that we met for the first time and he met for the first time. Yeah. Shout out to Teray. Shout out to everybody who's leaving ratings and reviews on iTunes. And we appreciate you guys for tuning in. As always, Jeff, not for real, for real.
Sure, sure.
We'll see you guys next week.
Bye, Martel Cognac.